Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After recently separating from the Air Force, our next guest, an epidemiologist and a former public health officer, decided to join a national consulting and staffing firm to help schools, businesses, airports, and others deal with the job site complications caused by COVID-19. Mike Klingshern is with Fusion Cell, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Sumter, South Carolina. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike.
Tell us a little bit more about Fusion Cell and how you became involved with them.
Fusion Cell started out about 4 years ago as a staffing company that actively brought transitioning, the separating, the retiring military veterans from military service into the public and private sector, so bringing them back into civilian life. Really what they focus on is capturing that experience that people have been trained up on throughout the military and translating that experience into how does that fit into a job description so that people that were traditionally overlooked for jobs can actively seek out those jobs and be the best candidates and really bring that leadership and training that the military has been great with into the civilian marketplace. As the world changed in March, they created a pivot, and that pivot became COVID consulting for businesses as they look to reopen, and the CDC was publishing guidance on how to do it. We were really helping businesses, schools, airports navigate all the documents and all of the regulations and all of the requirements to make the best reentry plan that is safe for the people that work there and also safe for the people that would come in.
Then I guess they found you and talked you into joining them because an epidemiologist and public health officer sounds like a perfect fit for all of this.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I had a skill set that happened to fit the environment of the time. So the COO, Matt Morrissey, reached out to me through LinkedIn and said, can I get a Zoom meeting with you? And while I was still active duty, I had the opportunity to do off-duty employment. So my nights and weekends were sometimes consumed with Fusion Cell Consulting. From there, it transitioned into, when I separated in August, a full-time job as the Director of Consulting Services with Fusion Cell.
Can you share with us some real-world projects that you've been working on, that you've been involved with?
Absolutely. The very first project that we had was an office building. They had up-to-date, brand-new everything, and that included their heating and ventilation system, which is great for us because air is the number one route of exposure right now for COVID. There's different levels of exposure depending on the activities that you do within an office space. But really, the mitigation strategies through the HVAC systems are pretty critical. And so we got the chance to work with them, make sure that everything was up to standards. And they've been operating since April or May with no COVID transmission within their walls, which is great. And that translated into the next project, which was a school. Late April, early May, there was no guidance for schools. Myself and a couple other epidemiologists jumped on the project. We just walked through a day in the life of a student and of a staff member. And we said, what do we need to mitigate? Everything from I wake up and I do a health screening, to taking a bus, to getting to school, to walking through the halls. Do I use a locker? How do I exit the building when it's time to go home? And what does tomorrow look like? We created a guidance document. And that allowed that school to plan, implement changes to the HVAC system and infrastructure that were critical prior to the huge demand as these new guidelines were published. They were some of the first to the market to upgrade their filter systems. They got some of the better cleaning products that were out there. And lastly, we're currently working with a regional airport in the Northeast. As we've gone in and we've done some sub-meetings with all their stakeholders, everything from facility managers to contracted cleaning crews, what we have found is that they have been very proactive from the beginning of COVID. So going back prior to January of 2020 and taking lessons learned from other diseases and pandemics that have happened, and they have implemented changes. And really our role has been more of validation, maybe slight tweaks to their processes, but making it so that an airport is as safe as reasonably possible for the people transiting, because that's a big concern right now. How do we get from point A to point B? And what is more risk? Is it driving or taking an airplane?
Well, Mike, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike Klingshern is a consultant and epidemiologist with Fusion Cell, and he joined us by phone from his office in Sumter, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.